A plan to build more affordable housing is moving through Pittsburgh's legislative process. Inclusionary zoning was originally predicated on offering a tax break to all affected developers. But 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports the city's tax abatement systems are a mess.
Pittsburgh subsidized development for a long time because new buildings eventually meant more tax revenue. As the interest in building in Pittsburgh continues to grow, the city wants to find a way to capitalize on it, and that's where inclusionary zoning comes in. Like a lot of revelatory ideas in government, inclusionary zoning is a sleep-inducing name, but a trial run proposed for Lawrenceville would be a sea change. Anyone creating 20 or more housing units would have to make some of them affordable, just for the privilege of being in Larryville. At a hearing before the Planning Commission, speakers called on the city to find any way it can to address the estimated shortage of more than 20,000 affordable units. Joanna Deming heads the Fine View and Perry Hilltop Citizens Councils. She says other neighborhoods will watch the progress of the pilot closely.
We want to get ahead of this issue. We've missed so many opportunities, and every minute that we wait, we are losing affordable homes and we're not building them.
The Planning Commission unanimously, eagerly supported the pilot. One commissioner joked the members would have to fight one another to make a motion to approve. But as the maxim goes, you don't get something for nothing. When inclusionary zoning made its first real appearance on the city scene, the recommendation was to pair it with the universal offer of a tax abatement. Requiring developers to charge lower rents on some of their units means they're making less money to pay back the bank or invest somewhere else. So an exploratory commission said the city should plan to offer abatements, basically to lower the tax bill of those developers for 10 years. And that's where things get tricky. To find out how tricky, you have to go to room 202 of the Allegheny County Courthouse, the Department of Administrative Services.
I'd like to think that we are the department that makes things go in terms of the operations of the county.
That's Jerry Tiskevich, and he heads the department, which oversees the Office of Property Assessment.
It assigns value to your property. It matters because that provides the lifeblood or the mother's milk for funding for everything that we do in Allegheny County.
It's the same within the city of Pittsburgh. Property taxes pay for almost everything the city does, says Controller Michael Lamb.
So we've got to do as much as we possibly can to maximize our revenues coming out of property taxes.
But they're not. A recent audit from Lamb's office revealed the city is bad at keeping track of when it offers tax breaks, which means it loses out on taxes it could collect from increased property values. So it's hard to determine if subsidized development is even benefiting residents.
And if we are doing shoddy paperwork or processes, then that's on us. We've got to clean that up, right? We've got to make sure that we're getting our full complement of property tax revenues as properly assessed.
Just two of the city's 9 lawmakers attended a recent hearing meant to address some of the problems identified by Lamb's audit. Councilor Deb Gross, who called the meeting, says they need to be overhauled, but that the much-lauded inclusionary zoning pilot doesn't need tax breaks to work.
You know, I feel like in some cases there are some developers who are able to just fold in the cost of the affordable units.
Many cities, such as Washington, D.C. and San Francisco, offer some kind of offset to developers. A report from the University of Wisconsin suggests inclusionary zoning is more effective when incentives are provided. But the inclusionary zoning pilot will next go to city council without a tax abatement attached. Nothing but the chance to build in one of Pittsburgh's hottest markets. Further action on cleaning up the city's tax abatement programs has yet to be determined. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.